Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Please remain upstanding for the opening prayer and reconciliation statement. Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing upon this council. Direct and prosper its deliberation to the advancement of thy glory and the welfare of the people whom we serve. Amen. Melton City Council acknowledges the land it now occupies has a history that began with its Indigenous occupants, the Kulin Nation. Council pays its respects to the Kulin Nation people, their elders and descendants past and present. Please be seated. Welcome everybody on such a cold, wet night out there. We'll now go into the agenda, apologies and leave of absence. Nil. Change to the order of business. Nil. Deputations.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, I'm a bit slow tonight. 12.3, I'd like to move that agenda items number 13 and 14 be considered concurrently.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Is there a seconder for...
Happy to second that, Madam Mayor.
The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Maidlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. Deputations?
No deputations this evening, Madam Mayor.
Declaration of any pecuniary interest, other interest, or conflict of interest.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I have an indirect interest in agenda item 12.11, Caroline Springs South Local Area Traffic Management Study under section 78E of the Local Government Act 1989, and I have disclosed the nature of the conflict of interest to the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Calvin Torrey, in writing before the meeting.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick.
Madam Mayor, I would have a conflict of interest as well, like Councillor Maidlick, and for the 12.11, prior written notice has been given to executive.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Are there any other conflicts?
Yes, Madam Mayor. Whilst it's not technically a conflict of interest, when we reach items 19.2 and 19.3 over the agenda under confidential business, I'll be removing a procedural motion that I'll be excused from the chamber by reason of a conflicting personal interest in relation to the Melbourne Regional Landfill.
Thank you. Now, do we move that procedural motion now? Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Okay, adoption of the minutes.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 24th of July 2017 be confirmed as a true and correct record.
Thank you, Councillor Maidley.
Madam Mayor, I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Okay. Councillors, the motion we have before us has been moved by Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Thank you. The motion's carried. 7.1, Record of Assembly of Councillors.
Yes, Madam Mayor. I move that the Record of Assembly of Councillors dated 24th of July, 31st of July, 7th of August, 14th of August 2017 attached to this agenda be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy.
Madam Mayor, I would like to second it.
Councillor Kesich. Okay, in an attempt to try and be as fair and transparent to all my councillors, there are two on computers and they don't need to rise, whereas the others need to rise to... So if the ones that are doing computers, at least raise your hand and don't speak until I address you. That way I can give everybody the fairness in moving and seconding notices of motion.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Yep.
We don't have to stay seated if we don't wish to, though.
No, you don't have to stay seated if you don't wish to, no. But it's easier for you to be able to look at the... Okay. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Bruce, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I take it no councillor would want to seek clarification or speak to the item. All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Okay, we have correspondence in from the Honourable Daniel Andrews, who was talking about the refreshed Plan Melbourne, Plan Melbourne 2017 to 2050, incorporating new and improved policies, including the housing affordability and climate change. It also reflects transport infrastructure projects that connect people to jobs and services. It goes on, and he's confident that the government's refresh plan Melbourne will guide the growth of our city over the next 35 years. I hope he's considering the city of Melton in that, over, and I'm sure he will be. Okay, then we've got James McGrath, is it? Senator, the Honourable James McGrath. He's writing to us to acknowledge the letter which Council wrote to honour posthumously General Sir John, I can barely see, Monash, to the rank of Field Marshal, and that was his response in that regard. And we also had one from the Office of the Minister for Local Government, and Robert, her Chief of Staff, was just basically responding to a letter that we had sent notifying Minister Hutchins of a letter that was for, what was it for? Oh, the implementation of containers. Okay. So the implementation of container deposit legislation for Victoria. So they were the response letters we had there. Is there someone that can move?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that the parliamentarian and departmental letters received by the Mayor be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick.
Madam Mayor, I'll second.
Thank you. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Petitions and joint letters. Neil?
Madam Mayor.
Resumption of debate or other business carried out over from the previous meeting?
No holdover business. No. Madam Mayor.
Public question time. Mr. Tory.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We have four public questions received for consideration this evening. The first of these is from Bahavi of Brookfield. Are they in the gallery?
No.
I just advise that in accordance with Council's meeting procedure local law, a questioner is required to be in the gallery to have the question dealt with at the meeting. Otherwise, it is dealt with through correspondence or through written response. So a written response will be provided to that person, seeing as they are not in the gallery. The second question is from Ida Grigoric. Is Ms. Grigoric, yes, is in the gallery. Question reads, we object to 143 Brooklyn Road, Brookfield, proposed childcare centre. What is the latest outcome and what time was traffic management reports done as not accurate results? So Mr. Shannon, our General Manager Planning and Development, will respond to that question.
Thank you, Ida, for your question. As you rightfully point out, the planning permit applicant submitted with their application a traffic report which sought to support their proposed development of the site. I take your point that there is some confusion in terms of the wording of the traffic assessment, and we'll be taking that up with the applicant this week. I should also point out that the applicant for the development has requested that the application be deferred to enable them to further consider the issues raised by objection. So whilst it's on tonight's agenda, it is likely subject to council agreeing that the matter be deferred from tonight. Thank you.
Next question is from Mr. David O'Connor, and Mr. O'Connor's in the gallery. This question reads, last Thursday, August the 17th, around 5:30pm, Caroline Springs Police attended the Diggers Rest Railway crossing boom gate failure, where they diverted traffic to alternative routes. During the failure, the gates remained in a closed position with lights flashing and bells ringing. It's not uncommon to see these boom gates malfunction. Although it's understood that the boom gates will always remain in closed position during failure, anecdotal evidence exists to suggest that the boom gates could remain in an open position, resulting from a physical obstruction to the boom gates, as witnessed on May the 12th, 2017, around 2:15pm. Would Council please write to Public Transport Victoria seeking clarification that the boom gates and pedestrian gates installed at the level crossing on the Calder Highway at Diggers Rest will always remain in a closed position in the event of equipment failure? So Mr. Shannon will respond.
Thank you, David, for your question. Whilst I'm not aware of the specific issue that you're raising, we certainly will take that up with PTV because they have responsibility for the management of the crossing systems. I do note, however, that those systems do have inbuilt safety mechanisms which would make it highly unlikely that they could remain open, for example, when there's a train coming. However, that is an issue we'll take up with PTV on your behalf. Thank you.
Next question, also from Mr. O'Connor, reads, it's no secret that the small township of Diggers Rest is currently experiencing unprecedented growth with the development of the Bloomdale and St Genevieve estates. Over the years, it's my sincere belief that Melton Council, through the advocacy work of our elected councillors, both past and present, that the community of Diggers Rest does very well. However, unfortunately, my view is not shared throughout the township, with some residents of the belief that Diggers Rest is often ignored by the City of Melton. Therefore, would Council arrange to meet with interested residents for the purpose of some open and honest dialogue regarding current issues and future developments for the township? I am happy to assist with any arrangements which may be required to establish such an event, and this request is made in good faith, without prejudice, and in the interests of all residents living in Diggers Rest. Just to respond, David, the council have discussed this and are happy to facilitate such a interaction with community members from Diggers Rest, and the executive assistant to the mayor and councillors will be making contact in order to make the appropriate arrangements for a suitable time, date and venue. That concludes public questions, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey. We'll now move on to staff reports.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move a notice of motion that we block items, agenda items 12.1, 12.2, 12.7 and 12.10, and that councillors accept all officers' recommendation as per the reports outlined.
Was 12.5 included in that as well? No.
You're
right, Councillor Madelick, that was taken out. Councillor Madelick has moved a procedural motion. The motion before us now has been moved by Councillor Madelick, seconded by Councillor Kesich, that we block the following items, 12.1, 12.2, 12.7 and 12.10. Does any councillor oppose that motion? All those in favour of that motion? The motion's carried. So we will now move on to item 12.3, the response to notice of motion 456, review of free green waste services, and this will be brought to us by Mr. Les Stokes, Manager for Operations.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, councillors. Councillors, this report seeks your endorsement on the future of free green waste service provided annually at the Melton Recycling Facility in the month of November. This report was born from notice of motion 456, where council resolved to receive a report on the outcomes of the free green waste service provided at the Melton Recycling Facility in November for the past 2 years, along with options on its expansion, both from a time, date and month perspective, in which the service is available. For the purposes of the assessment, officers considered five options that hopefully address the requirements of the notice of motion. Option one being to continue the current 1 month free service. Option two, to extend the free service over 2 months, with officers recommending October and November. Provide a free service all year round is option three. Option four was to provide the current 1 month free service but to fire risk properties only. For the purposes of this report, councillors, fire risk properties are essentially those classified as rural living, urban growth and development land. And the last option, councillors, for completeness, was an assessment should council choose to discontinue the current free service. The report further discusses the options in greater detail, and I won't go through read the entire report to you tonight, but I'll draw your attention to section 4 of the report that covers off on the financial considerations. Council officers have assessed each of the options from a financial impact perspective, and this information is provided in the table in section 4. Officers estimated the additional volumes that would be received at the facility as a result of each option, assessing the transport and processing costs associated with those additional volumes and the gate fee lost that wouldn't be charged, and the additional total costs are provided in that table for your consideration. As part of our assessment of the current service, we discussed with Council's Municipal Fire Prevention Officer the merits of the current service, particularly from a fire prevention point of view, and the free green waste program has been a huge success according to them, and also the rural brigades, FOT CFA brigades. The current operator has indicated, however, that the concentrated peak demand at the facility that is caused by a 1 month free service is problematic for them to manage from a staff perspective, and also management of traffic volumes and flows around the site, and they've indicated that if it was to continue, it would be easy to manage if it was spread over 2 months. Councillors, the risk analysis of the options has been carried out, and I just wanted to draw your attention to the risks associated with option three, and that was to provide a free all-year-round service in option three. It's highly likely that this will have an adverse effect on our curbside green waste service that's available to residents now, and it would significantly reduce council's ability in the future to reduce waste to landfill when a food organics to green organics process is rolled out, and as a result we are not recommending option three. Councillors, I won't hold you up any longer, but following analysis of the options and the associated costs, officers have recommended that council continue the free green waste service to fire risk properties only, and that is properties with a rating classification of rural living, urban growth and development land. Thanks, councillors.
Thank you, Mr. Stokes. Does any council seek further clarification on this item? Councillor Mayberry.
Madam Mayor, I've just got one question. Do the fire risk properties, development land, rural living, rural and urban growth, have the option of curbside green waste bins at the moment? Because I know that some of them don't have yellow and red bins, but do they have green? Can they access green bins?
Yes, if they've got a residency there, they can access the service. Yep. Okay. Yep.
Councillor Hardy.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Has Council considered lowering the cost of the green waste, the maximum use, so it's 250, 220, whatever, litre bin, yep, down to a more manageable fee and attracting more usage? And noting that there is a cost if we go for option one, if we were to minimise people going there on the free November-December option, and rather and have the bin take up, which is at 52%, extended that to a full 100%, given we've already got the trucks on the road, we've got all the services operating. So is there a consideration that we look at marginalising that area in cost?
Yes, councillors, that is an option. The current costs and uptake of the green waste services, 63% of residential properties currently have a green waste service at the curbside, which could cost as little as $43 per annum up to $92, $93 per annum, depending on that's the additional cost depending on what option they're currently serviced with. Pricing mechanisms and incentives to recycling are definitely something that the industry uses, and it's something that this council could consider. At the minute, we're undergoing a review of all of our curbside collection contracts, or all of our waste services, significant waste services contracts, including curbside collection, and the Melton Recycling Facility, and that is likely to see change for our residents in terms of pricing, and the way that is delivered to the services delivered to residents, as well as the likely introduction of the food organic service into the curbsides, which again will change the costs to council, but also council wanting to provide that service to reduce waste to landfill to all of its residents. So I'd probably caution any change at the minute, but it certainly is a mechanism available to council and should be considered at the appropriate time when we roll out that service. Mm. Yep.
Councillor Turner, clarification?
No, I'd like to move into the motion. In doing so, I'd just like to say that the green bins are not enough to cope at that time of year. The idea of the free green waste is so people with trailers and who can access trailers can dump them, the massive growth at that time
of
year.
Is that a statement, do you?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is. But the notes motion is that council extend the current November only green waste service at the Melton Recycling Facility to include November and December. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor,
when it comes to debate, I second that motion.
You want to second that motion?
Well, so be it.
Okay.
Madam Mayor, can I add an extra dot point if the mover and seconder are happy?
Can I just get up to date with what's currently before us? Sorry, Councillor. November and December. Current service. So that means a free service between the months of November and December. Moved Councillor Turner, seconded Councillor Hardy. Councillor Maylig.
Madam Mayor, it's not a huge one. I just want to ask if the mover and seconder are happy to review the matter again in 12 months' time, around about this time next year. I just want to see if it's had any impact detrimentally to the green waste bin to allow for the 2 months, and also because the report states that...
Councillor Maylig, we're starting discussion and debate here. Are you happy to... So, would there be a review after the 12 months, do you think, Mr. Stones?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, so... So we're happy to include a review in 12 months. Okay. So, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor now seek any clarification on this alternate motion? Does any councillor wish to speak to this motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. We will now move on to 12.4, response to notice of motion 464, parking concerns, Stirling Terrace, Melton West. Luke, our General Manager for Planning and Development, Mr. Luke Shannon, to report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This report, as you point out, relates to the issue of car parking in Stirling Terrace in Melton West. The issue most recently came before Council at the March 2017 ordinary meeting as a result of a notice of motion, which sought an officer's report regarding parking concerns in Stirling Terrace, Melton West, and also the streets surrounding the Catholic Regional College and St Catherine's Primary School, which are located in Bullmans Road. At the March meeting, Council considered a recommendation to construct indented parking bays at Stirling Terrace and determined that prior to any decision being made, that residents in the vicinity be consulted along with schools and parents of children at the schools. Consultation has subsequently been undertaken and the results are detailed in section 2.2 of the report before you, councillors. But in summary, the feedback received was 7 of the 9 residents in Stirling Terrace that responded did not support the introduction of indented parking bays within the street. The 8 residents of Meadow Glen Drive, 3 supported the indented bays. Both Catholic Regional College and St Catherine's Primary School supported the bays. And 8 parents who were parked in Stirling Terrace at the time of the survey supported the indented bays. I should also point out, Madam Mayor, that as recently as today, I've received 2 further pieces of correspondence from residents of Stirling Terrace who, in essence, don't support the introduction of indented bays within the street, but rather are broadly supportive of the introduction of signage restrictions within the street, which I'll talk about a little bit more in a moment. In terms of the concerns raised by residents of Stirling Terrace, they've primarily raised concerns regarding traffic congestion resulting from parents dropping off and picking up children from school, and concern regarding the potential for attracting parking outside of school hours, particularly in the evenings. As a consequence of the concerns raised by residents, an alternate solution is put forward for Council's consideration, which will go some way towards ensuring appropriate parking arrangements for parents, utilising the point as a drop-off and pick-up point, attending the nearby schools. And if I can refer councillors to the plan at Appendix 1, you'll see the details of proposed signage to be installed on the west side of Stirling Terrace to provide for no standing, in essence, during school drop-off and pick-up times. This arrangement would still allow for legal parking to occur on the east side of the street without the formal introduction of parking bays, and will provide the important opportunity for parent pick-up and drop-off of children around school times. So accordingly, Madam Mayor, the recommendation is as presented on page 32, which in summary is that Council will not proceed with the construction of indented parking bays and that we install no standing signs or no standing zones as described in the recommendation and in Appendix 1.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any Council seek further clarification?
Through you, Madam Mayor, I'd like to move a procedural motion that the officer's report be accepted as recommended.
Madam Mayor, I'm keen to second it.
Hang on. I'll get the clarification and then I'll move the motion that's been put to us.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, in regards to the recommendation, if this was to be accepted, will Stirling Terrace still be a part way is okay location? Will that remain the same or will that change?
Through you, Madam Mayor, it will still remain a part way is okay because, as I spoke about at the last council meeting in which council considered this matter, council has a series of locations where we encourage children to be dropped off and picked up so they don't all, in this case, converge on Bullmans Road. So that still will remain the case. It will be less formalised in the sense that there would be no indented parking bays, but the parking arrangements will be clearly articulated through the signage, which will be an improvement on the current situation.
One more question, Madam Mayor. Sorry.
Exactly.
I'll wait. I'll wait.
You've got a question?
Sorry, Madam Mayor. Can I get a third dot point put into that, if possible, please?
Depends on whether the mover and seconder.
Okay, can I?
I haven't accepted the motion. Yeah, well, Councillor Mendes and Councillor Kesich moved. Okay. But I have noted that Councillor Mendes and Councillor Kesich wanted the motion moved. What's the third dot point?
Okay, can I have that in 12 months' time, a review of this site take place and a report come back to Council to see if the no stopping zone sign that will be installed here be effective?
Okay. Does the mover agree to have that?
I'm happy to accept that.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
The seconder?
follow colleague Councillor Mendes.
Okay. Can I have that third dot point again?
Sorry, Madam Mayor. So in 12 months' time, a review of this site take place and a report come back to Council to see if the no stopping zone signs that will be installed have been effective.
Okay, the motion's been moved by Councillor Mendes, seconded by Councillor Kesich.
Madam Mayor, could I ask that the 12 months be changed to 6 months? Because I think 12 months is quite a long time if it's regarding the safety of our children. That's fine, Madam Mayor.
I prefer the 12 months. I think that gives away a greater leeway. I think 6 months is too close to get correct data.
12 months, Madam Mayor.
We have 12 months. We may need to go into debate.
Oh, no, Madam Mayor, I'm not going to debate.
Okay.
I won't be debating the safety of Melton residents' children. I won't be doing that. I think that's just a given. I'm not going to debate it, Madam Mayor.
Okay. I'd like to think that you would debate
no.
safety on all levels, but that's okay. We have a motion before us, moved by Councillor Mendes, seconded by Councillor Kesich, with a third dot point. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item? Does any councillor wish to speak to this item? Does all those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. Okay, 12.5, Animal Action Plan Reporting 2016. Sorry, I said animal, didn't I? Annual action... I need to go and see an optometrist. Annual Action Plan Reporting 2016 to 2017. Our General Manager for Corporate Services, Mr. Peter Bean, to report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I present this evening the end of year 2016-17 Council Annual Action Plan Report. The plan is prepared in accordance with the Local Government Act 1989, and each year Council produces an annual action plan identifying initiatives the Council will take in response to the objectives and strategies identified in the plan. The plan is Council's primary vision and strategic planning document that establishes the direction Council has committed to over the course of its four-year term of office. Progressive achievements against actions from the plan have been reported in the first three quarters of the 2016-17 year, and this cumulative report is compiled following the conclusion of the financial year. Appendix 1 attached to this report provides a detailed summary on the status of each action for that period stipulated. The table set out on page 38 of the agenda outlines the 149 actions in total and states that 126 of them have been completed, four which have either been postponed or are on target to be completed in an extended time period. However, 19 actions have been delayed based on the timeline initially established. And this may well be due to a number of reasons for each individual action. Page 38 also sets out some major achievements for the past year in relation to elements such as capital works, development of key strategic documents achieved and adopted, and the implementation of new programs and service initiatives. Should Council endorse the Officer's recommendation set out on page 37, the report will be published on Council's website following this Council meeting. I therefore put to Council, Madam Mayor, the recommendation that Council receive a note for the 2016-17 end-of-year Council Action Plan as attached as Appendix 1. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item? Is there a mover?
I'm happy to move the notice of motion, Madam Mayor, and commend council officers in a job well done.
Thank you, Councillor Madley. Is there a seconder for the recommendation?
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Madeley, seconded by Councillor DeSantis. Does any councillor wish to speak on the item? All those in favour of the item, please raise your hand. The motion's carried. Thank you. Okay. We have the Municipal Public Health and Wellbeing Plan 2013 to 2017, the final report to be brought to us by our General Manager for Community Services, Mr. Murray Heaney. Welcome back.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Good to be back. This report, just to make it clear to the councillors, is the final report of the previous Municipal Public Health and Wellbeing Plan. As you're fully aware, the council has endorsed the council plan and integrated this new document in the new process for the next 4 years. So it's our last reporting on this document. It is a requirement to report. It's a legislation to report on our Public Health and Wellbeing Plan. It sets our strategic way forward and it establishes council vision for the community on wellbeing and closely is aligned obviously with the council plan and the strategic statement. Again, just to highlight, it refers to the term of 2013 to 2017, so the last year. I suppose the main thing is, if I refer to page 73, councillors, is the action plan reporting, similar to Mr. Bean's report, and really the table tells the story of number one, of 91 achieved actions, 5 on track, 7 on track but not included as an action, and I'll go through these in one moment, and 3 postponed. It's noted that the 7 actions listed on track will be completed within the current financial year or within agreed project timelines and have been identified in the new council wellbeing plan for the term of 2017-21, the new document. The 3 actions listed as postponed have been postponed for the following reasons, and it refers to the positive parenting program, and that program will continue, and the reason it has been postponed is our funding guidelines alter at time to time, and we'll do further work on that in the future. Some of the other ones, the exploration of cultural safety, professional development for early years, or our educators, did not commence, but will continue that work into the near future. And the place-based development that's noted as one of the actions has been included in a previous report that Council's received on an open space plan or strategy. That's the completion of the final document for that term, Councillors, 2013 to 2017. So I put forward you the recommendation as printed on page 72 that Council note that final annual process report for the action plan of that term and the last year, 2016-17, for the Municipal Public Health and Wellbeing Plan, and that is attached, Councillors, as Appendix 1 as a document. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item for the final time this year? No. Is there a mover?
Happy to move that, Madam Mayor, and may I pass my congratulations to Mr. Heaney and his team for another job well done.
Thank you, Councillor Madeley. Absolutely fantastic effort.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to second that. Thank you.
Councillor Carley, thank you. Okay, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Madeley, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor wish to speak to the item? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. We will now move on to item 12.8, the proposed traffic education school, also brought to us by our General Manager for Community Services, Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a quick overview. It is about a proposed traffic education school that's been talked about some time. And going back as part of Council's agreement with Lend-Lease and the Atherston development, traffic education school was included in Council's initiative for early delivery of infrastructure at the Bridge Road Sports and Community Hub precinct. The agreement with Lend-Lease specifically states the provision of a traffic school consistent with the objectives of Council's road safety strategy. The estimated cost in the brief at the time was around $500,000, but based on increase due to annual indexation, the estimate now is based on around $566,600. If you refer to page 186, Councillors, it gives two models as a council for option. Option one, which is the preferred model of the officers that are putting forward, talks about a fully fenced and secured area, being a traffic education school, and a list of initiatives within that table that will go along that model. Option two, referred on that page, is what's called as a traffic park. So it would have different design principles be a lower cost to deliver the initiative but will be more open to the community, I suppose. Option one talks about leasing out to a private operator the education school and possibly access to the wider community for birthday events, partnerships or public access via drop-off sessions. Council is to note that it would be responsible for major maintenance of this facility and again is estimated at $566,000. On the financials, Madam Mayor, if endorsed this evening, the $566,000 would be listed in the Capital Works as a project, so we could monitor that project if endorsed this evening, but would be offset by the agreement that has been set in place with Lendlease. So, Madam Mayor and the councillors, the council's endorsing the development of a traffic education school, which is option one on page 186, at the Bridge Road Sports Precinct and Community Hub Precinct, and that's detailed, as I said, under the option one description. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any council seek further clarification on this item? Is there a mover?
Oh, here we go. One, Madam Mayor.
I was actually going to say, I'd like to let... No. Councillor Turner.
That might help. We saw one in Perth a few years ago, and it was a fantastic educational tool, if you like, and it'd be just great to see this one up and running if we get approval from councillors.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Is there? Thank you, Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to second that. Thank you.
The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by two very enthusiastic councillors, that being Councillor Turner and Councillor DeSantis. Does any councillor wish to speak to the item? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. We will now move on to item 12.9, the Municipal Association of Victoria 2016-2017 achievements, brought to us by Mr. Bean, our General Manager for Corporate Services.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This report is brought to Council for it to note the significant achievements of the MAV over the past financial year and to outline the focus of it going forward. The Municipal Association of Victoria is an incorporated entity by an Act of State Parliament, being the Municipal Association Act 1907. This legislation defines the purpose and establishes its operation, including the role of member councils in making rules to further clarify its role and processes. It represents, protects and enhances the interests of local government through its advocacies and campaigns, consultation and negotiation, research and policy advice. It also provides a range of sector development opportunities through programs, projects and professional development activities and core policy expertise in a broad range of areas. It also hosts a three-tier professional development pathway that caters for all councillor skill levels and includes both accredited and non-accredited options. In respect of council training opportunities via the MAV, these can be accessed through the councillor credits system. This system is one whereby councils purchase training and development credits to fund the cost of attending MAV-hosted training programs. At present, council have a credit point balance of 15,483, which council can access when these opportunities for development arise. The credit point system, however, did change in June 2016, and I note a typographical error on page 287 where there's a misquote of the date that should read 2016, not 2106. But prior to this time, being 2016, for every $1 the council purchased for under the points system, they received $5 of value in the actual payment for training and development courses. But after this date, it's been changed back to a dollar for dollar basis. As such, staff will review the benefits of participating in this process going forward, but nonetheless, it does have 15,800 credits to apply to any training and development. Getting back to the achievements, though, attached as Appendix 1 is an extremely detailed report of the MAV's achievements over the past 12 months, outlined in four key categories in relation to funding, innovations, partnerships and efficiencies. The top five achievements or the most significant achievements in each of these categories areas are stated on page 209 of the agenda. The year ahead for the association will see it continue to build on its work through their advocacy, capacity building, new business initiatives and advice to protect, strengthen and support the viability of the sector. There is to be a strong focus on the future role, directions and operations of the MAV as Council's peak body through both the government's review, the guiding legislation which will then generate a comprehensive review of operational guidelines, policies and procedures. In presenting the report to Council, Madam Mayor, I put forward the recommendation that the Council simply note the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. Does any Council seek further clarification on this item? Is there a move for the recommendation?
Yes, Madam Mayor. As the Chair of the Municipal Association of Victoria, I'm happy to move this, move this notice of motion or recommendation and also... I'll speak on it later. Okay. I'll wait for a few seconds.
Madam Mayor, I would like to second it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Thank you, Councillor Madelick. Okay, we have Councillor Madelick. The mover of the recommendation was Councillor Madelick, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Would any council like to speak to the motion?
Just very briefly, Madam Mayor, we as councillors or as council subscribe to a few memberships and I commend the Municipal Association of Victoria. I believe this probably is the first time that they've actually outlined all their what they've been advocating for and their wins and their achievements. So well done to them. I'll be passing that on to Councillor Mary Lelios, who's the new president, and it's great to see that council's money is working hard for the advocacy for our residents and for this council.
Can I just seek clarification? You said you were the chair of the MAV.
Oh, sorry, Madam Mayor, I'm the MAV delegate for this. Thank you for correcting me on that. The MAV delegate for this council.
Thank you.
Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Okay, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Madelick, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Sorry, I need to ask, does any other councillor wish to speak on this item? No one else? Yes, Councillor Hardy.
Madam Mayor, the MAV should be commended for their advocacy in that area. As a major training facility within the Council of Guthrie area, they are a major force ensuring councillors are well skilled for all their activities and future activities. And the committee, that should be put back to the MAV saying, well done, great job done, and in the future I know that the Council will be taking up opportunities for training. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. If no other Councillor wishes to address the Chamber, we'll put the vote. The motion has been moved by Councillor Madelick, seconded by Councillor Kesich. All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. We will now move on to item 12.11.
Madam Mayor, I'm just making a note that I have declared an indirect interest in this item and may the minutes show that I am now removing myself from chamber. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, I would like to do the same thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Madelick. Thank you, Councillor Kesich. We'll wait for the two councillors to leave the chambers. Okay, 12.11, the contracts for awards. No, wrong one. The Caroline Springs South Local Area Traffic Management Study, to be brought to us by General Manager for Planning and Development, Mr. Luke Shannon.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is a very brief report presenting to Council a recently prepared local area traffic management study of the Caroline Springs South area, which seeks to holistically address traffic concerns of the local community in relation to road safety, congestion and amenity. And if I can refer councillors to the plan at Appendix 1, that shows the geographic location of the study. In undertaking the LATM, Council undertook its normal process by establishing a traffic study group, which comprised the ward councillors, residents, Victoria Police, council officers and an independent traffic consultant. Throughout the process, council provided the opportunity for community input, which initially involved a questionnaire directly to the community for them to identify their issues of concern, and further consultation subsequently occurred with the residents in providing them a draft plan seeking their feedback on the proposed treatments. The outcome of the traffic management plan has resulted in 19 recommended actions. And if I can refer councillors to the table at Appendix 1 on page 227, that details the proposed works, which are shown in a geographic sense on the plan at Appendix number 2. The extent of the works is relatively limited, which is reflective of the fact that the Caroline Springs estate is relatively new, less than 20 years old. It's recommended, Madam Mayor, that Council adopt the LATM, and I note that there is a budget allocation in the current financial year to enable a majority of the works to be done over the forthcoming 10 to 11 months. The remaining two items, which involve additional parking, which come at the cost of around about $30,000, are proposed to be referred to next year's budget for consideration for funding. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any council seek further clarification on this item? Is there a mover for the recommendation?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move this. Thank you.
And look how quickly he got to his feet, with or without a computer. Thank you, Councillor Bucci. And Councillor Carley?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'll second it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Okay, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Bucci, seconded by Councillor Carley. He wasn't going to leave anything to chance there. Does any councillor wish to address the chamber or speak to it? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. Can we get out to councillor's back, please? Seeing we've got one of our councillors back, I'll continue to keep going, if that's okay. Yep. He's been advised. We'll move on to 12.12. I believe this matter has been asked to be deferred, is that correct?
That's correct, Madam Mayor. If I may, could you indulge?
Can we hear the report first? Or
Madam Mayor, I foreshadowed during public question time that the applicant had sought that this matter be deferred, so I don't propose, unless councillors wish me to present the report. I can put an alternate recommendation, Madam Mayor, to reflect the applicant's wishes, if that's appropriate.
Is that okay?
Yes, so rather than dealing with the matter tonight, Madam Mayor, it's recommended based on the request of the applicant that council, as requested by the applicant, defer consideration of this planning application to a further meeting of council.
To a further meeting of council. Is there a mover for that?
I'd like to move that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Bucci. And Councillor Hardy, were you?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Okay, the motion before us to defer to a further meeting of council has been moved by Councillor Bucci, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor seek clarification on this item? Does any councillor wish to speak to this item?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
To the motion. Yeah. Councillor Hardy, could I ask Councillor Bucci if he'd like to go first?
No, I'm good, thanks, Madam Mayor.
Okay, Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you very much, Madam Mayor. I have been contacted by the proponent who are looking at putting the facility at Brooklyn Road. There are a couple of issues that have been raised by the residents, and that is traffic, noise, amenity, and a few others. These issues need to be taken up with the residents and also the proponents to see if there is a reasonable ground for installing the facility and what other measures we can adopt to ensure, as per the previous reports, on road safety and also children in the area, because there are schools located within the facility. This shouldn't be a long-term process, but the applicant has put to me that they're prepared to do a two-month stay before reapplying to ensure that the residents are fully consulted and all options are explored. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy, for the update. Okay, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Ibushi, seconded by Councillor Hardy. If there's no one else wanting to speak to the motion, all those in favour of the motion. Thank you. This item, the motion's carried. Sorry, I just wanted to, it's for the deferment. Yep. Item number 1213, contracts for award 17/010, Caroline Springs Leisure Centre Extension. And
Madam Mayor, just to interrupt, at the beginning of the meeting, I've moved that items 13 and 14 be considered concurrently.
No, we're still on 12.13 of the officer's report, D. We haven't got to item 13 and 14 yet. Thank you. But thank you for keeping me on my toes.
Madam Mayor, can I move that this item, the recommendation, be accepted as put?
And I'd be happy to second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Yes, you can. Does anyone want to add a dot point while we're there? No. Councillor,
if you wish, Madam Mayor, we could do.
Hang on, let me get catch up with everybody now. Sorry. I thought everybody would be keen to get this one done. So it's been moved by Councillor Madelick, seconded by Councillor Ibushi. Does any councillor wish to speak to the item? Councillor Madelick?
Yes, Madam Mayor, just very quickly. This is a long time coming in both the Caroline Springs Leisure Centre.
Sorry, I take it back. Once the item has been put, oh, she just moved the motion. You didn't put it?
I can't remember what I said, but anyway, congratulations.
It's just a long time coming. Stand up again and say it. You've got no.
I just wanted to say it was a long time coming for both of these, the Leisure Centre Extension as well as Westwood Drive. It's great to see that it's finally coming on board, and I hope nothing else gets in the way.
Thank you, Councillor Madelick. Councillor Ibushi, did you want to say anything?
Just briefly, I just wanted to thank the government, state government, for providing the funds to help us build the extension, and for coming out to our municipality to announce that, I think it was last year. But it's a great achievement for our community, and looking forward to not getting so many calls and emails from the clubs that utilise this facility because they're bursting at the seams. So it's a great achievement, and we should be proud.
Okay. Any other council wish to address Westwood Drive or the bridge project? Would you like to make any closing remarks, Councillor Madelick? Captain, no one else wants to speak to the motion. All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. We are now on to 1214 of officers' reports. It's the Civic Centre office accommodation issue, and it's going to be brought to us by our General Manager for Planning and Development, Mr. Luke Shannon.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This report relates to the strategic direction in terms of Council Civic Centre accommodation for the future and seeks to identify a recommended approach for both the short to medium term and the longer term. Councillors will be aware that the existing Civic Centre that we're currently sitting in was opened in 1992. And it was built at a time when the Shire of Melton, as we were then known, was anticipated to grow to a maximum population of around about 60,000 people. And the majority of those residents were anticipated to be both within the Melton Township and the smaller settlements of Rockbank and Diggers Rest. Clearly, the landscape has changed significantly with state government policy regarding the growth of metropolitan Melbourne and the introduction, more recent introduction, of the urban growth boundary. Council's current population's in the order of 143,000 and is projected to grow beyond 400,000. And that obviously has a significant impact on the requirements in terms of resourcing staff-wise to accommodate the requirements of the service and needs of the new community. Over the last 25 years that this facility that we're sitting in has been occupied, the building hasn't actually been extended. There's been a number of internal alterations over time, as well as the addition of a portable building approximately 10 years ago. To provide for a contemporary office accommodation which caters for future growth in line with the figures that I've just mentioned, it is necessary for Council to consider future options for Civic Centre office accommodation. The report before you, councillors, outlines an assessment undertaking looking at the short to medium term options, which is based on a 15 to 20 year horizon, and a long term option. An assessment of the long term strategic direction for the Civic Centre presence has been undertaken as detailed in the report, assessing seven different locations or potential locations across the municipality. In summary, from a long term perspective, the Toole and Town Centre is considered to be strategically the most appropriate long-term site for a council civic centre presence. Council has a significant land holding within the centre, and furthermore, it's recognised as a metropolitan activity centre under the state government's Plan Melbourne, which is the strategy for Melbourne, which is the most prominent commercial centre within the city of Melton. In terms of scale, the Toole and Town Centre will surpass Caroline Springs Town Centre in its scale generally, and will include a train station, education and civic facilities, health facilities, high-density residential and significant retail and commercial offerings. Madam Mayor, an assessment has been undertaken in this context on the short to medium-term opportunities as well. Again, a range of existing council facilities have been looked at in terms of opportunities to develop or redevelop or for redevelopment. Council will be aware that a significant part of the existing Civic Centre site is occupied by Jerrawarra Health. However, the State Government is constructing a new facility for Jerrawarra Health within the health precinct adjacent to the Woodgrove Shopping Centre, and thus they will vacate the space they are currently in mid-2018, which will present significant opportunities for Council in the immediate future. Following the assessment of the opportunities available for short to medium term options, the current Civic Centre site is deemed to be the most appropriate. A redevelopment of the centre could be readily achieved with minimal disruption through the demolition of the former Ripon Shire office occupied by Jerrawarra Health currently, and construction of a new office space at that location, and following that, the undertaking of any necessary refurbishment of the existing building to ensure the two tie in appropriately. Council has for some time held in reserve $7.9 million to commence the project. It's estimated that the redevelopment of the existing centre would be in the order of $15 to $20 million, and accordingly, should Council proceed with that option, a further budget allocation will be required over at least the next two financial years. Should Council endorse the short to medium term option scenario for redevelopment of the existing centre, an appropriate architectural firm would need to be engaged to commence a design process, and the process of seeking a shortlist of architects has commenced in that regard. Accordingly, Madam Mayor, the recommendation is as presented on page 266, which is in summary that Council take a long-term view that the Toole and Town Centre will be the longer-term home for the civic presence, and that in the short to medium term, Council embark on a process of expansion of the existing centre. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any council seek further clarification in regards to this item? Is there a mover for the recommendation? Councillor Turner.
I would like to move this. I think it's a long time coming, and it'll still be a long time. If I could ask Mr. Shannon a question. What's the expected start date? And I believe there's a few challenges happening along at Jerrawarra Health, and will that impede on this?
Through you, Madam Mayor, if Council endorses the recommendation, design work would commence once an architect's appointed, and that might take 12 months, and then I'd anticipate construction could be in the order of 18 months to 2 years, so it might be a three-year process. That links in well with the relocation of Jerrawarra Health in just under 12 months. That will enable that building to be demolished and the process to commence.
And the Jerrawarra Health transfer, that appears to be on track at present?
Through you, Madam Mayor, it is on track. We understand they'll be relocated to the health precinct around about May, June of next year. So it is going to schedule. And the building at Woodgrove is well progressed.
Thank you.
And you did move the motion.
I did.
And then snuck in some clarification. And Councillor Kesich wants to second that.
Thank you.
Does any councillor now... The motion's been moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor wish to speak to the motion?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Hang on, Councillor Hardy. I'll go back to the mover and the seconder. Councillor Turner, did you want to say anything? Councillor Kesich, did you want to address the chamber?
Madam Mayor, Councillor Hardy will do that for us. Thank
Councillor
you.
Hardy.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Madam Mayor, this issue has been a long time around and is much needed, as we have now council offices spread over five separate facilities within the shire, or I say the city. That makes us unproductive. Really does. We don't have connectivity with our staff at all times on all issues. So bringing it all together makes it common sense, and bringing it together with a short term and medium term options to build, construct, develop in our own, on our own land, and to look further afield to Tulin as it grows and to be involved. So, Madam Mayor, I only can say that it's a well constructed vision and project management.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Okay, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor... Did any other councillor wish to speak to it? The item? No. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Kesich. All those in favour of the motion? Could I please call a division on this item? All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Madeley, Councillor Abruzzi. The division's carried. Thank you. We now move on to items 13 and 14 of the agenda that we've asked to join together. And seeing he was so keen before, I'll ask Councillor Turner to start.
I was really hoping you'd let me start tonight, Madam Mayor. Where do we start? That's the thing. I'll just pick a few because a few other councillors were on the same committees as me.
I note you've only got 3 minutes, so it's already started.
3 minutes is just perfect. I'll just fit it in time. As long as the gallery will bear with me. Melton Business Network Dinner. I think most councillors attended that. That was on the 25th of July. The Business Excellence Award finalist ceremony. I attended with yourself, Madam Mayor. Official opening of Abbey Road, which was a great milestone for Melton South. I believe we're getting a lot of hooning on it, though. You're going to have to go out there, Madam Mayor, and sort that out at night time with the motorbikes. Metropolitan Local Waste Government Forum, I did not attend. I did attend. I was a late attendee for that one. That was a good night. Metropolitan Emergency Fire Management and Planning Committee, we had a bus tour last Wednesday going around the major fire risks, and we took in the new coal storage areas as well. That was an interesting tour. Only lasted an hour, though. It was good. Combat meeting and then I'll have to get this one right. Intercultural plan. Jeez, that was a really busy night. We had the intercultural plan first, and then we had the combat meeting. And probably the biggest thing that came out of the night was the combat community leaders forum, which all were hoping to get many of the different ethnic groups to take part in that. So that should be something really good going forward. I won't speak about any of the rest because one of my fellow councillors was at the same meeting. I'm sure she wants to speak on some of this as well. Apart from that, we had the Heritage Committee, and that was another good night with the Heritage Committee. But what I'd like to bring up before I finish, because I'm sure somebody's watching the time, was Melton Modern Aircrafts at the World Championships in Sweden just this past weekend. Just recently.
Sorry, can you say that again?
The Melton Modern Aircraft attendees at the World Championships in Sweden just recently.
Mm-hmm.
The Pyrene Race and World Championships were held in Sweden in July, just a couple of weeks ago. There were 45 pilots from 17 different countries. Australia usually does very well in this competition, this time placing first team place.
Wow.
And USA and Italy. Yeah, I think you would only have applause as an order for that. I'll be quick because I'm sure my time's just about up.
Yes.
A team of three pilots from Bairnsdale, Warrnambool and Adelaide took part in that. There was a very special event, a junior category for youths. Under 18s, and our 16-year-old junior from Hastings in Victoria was placed first and became the junior world champion. Unfortunately, I don't have his name here, but I'm sure there's someone in the room could give us the young lad's name.
Daniel
Arapakis.
Thank you, Councillor.
And just one final thing, Madam Mayor, just before I sit down.
You've gone over your...
I'm not, I'm going to sit down right now, but I've just got to put this in. The more you keep asking me, the longer it takes. In November, don't forget the Metal Model Aircraft's Jarawa special day on the Sunday, where they have flying demonstrations on the day.
We've still got September, October before we get to...
Just getting it nice and early.
Thank you. Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you. Just a broad spreadsheet of my movements throughout the month of August. The Sun for the West presentation was a great night, and thank you very much for the invitation. The Business Excellence Award, National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders Children's Day, the GAP fundraiser, it was a great night again. Melton South Secondary College Diversity Week. Abbey Road Bridge. What a great boon to Melton and Melton South. It will open up the whole area down there, right through, and hook up with Brooklyn Road, and so things that we need to look at in the future. And hopefully we'll have a leaf onto the freeway on Bournemouth Road. The intercultural plans are launched, the heritage assistance, the Vietnam Veterans Remembrance Day, as always. Very moving ceremony, and I know that the boys there do appreciate the councillors fronting, and they do send their thank yous. That is all, Madam Mayor, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Mendes.
Okay, my month started off with the artist in Darlingford area doing Hands of Henna. Councillor Ramsey certainly went away with many designs on her hands, so I don't know if she's still got them, but they're just there. And then Sons of the West graduation night, and it was fantastic to see so many men in the city of Melton actually worrying and caring about their health and actually doing something about it. And now we've actually got Daughters of the West coming on board as of October this year, so that'll be a fantastic program as well. I also attended the GAP fundraiser, which was a great evening, and it was good to see that the GAP raised a lot of money for the youth of the City of Melton, so that's a program that can continue on for the next 12 months. Councillor Ramsey and myself went to the opening of Stroud. It's a new business in Melton as a builder, and he's looking to try and get into the market of Melton because, let's face it, there's a population explosion here, so he's trying to take advantage of that. Then we went across to Diggers Rest Football Club's AFL's International Cup Day between Indonesia and China, and I'd like my team to actually draft from these players because I think we might just have more success with them. There was the Team Melton Deanne North Indian Ladies Cultural Function, which saw many ladies from India from all age ranges displaying their different dances and costumes. It was a fantastic evening, and we were very well received by that community, so I'd like to thank them for the way in which they took us on board that evening. And then last Saturday, something I think the City of Melton should be very proud of was to get the author Graham Bass at Caroline Springs Gallery, not just his artwork, but the way in which he presented himself to the children in Melton. And I think there were over 200 children actually attended the event, and they're still talking about it today, and they're all picking up his books and actually reading them, which is great to see kids reading such a range of books. And for him to take so much time to sign autographs was a fantastic thing too, because he's very caring with the kids. And then on Saturday night was the Melton Vietnam Veterans Dinner Dance, and it was a wonderful evening. It was great to meet such wonderful people with lovely, bubbly personalities. And I think that's it for the month. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Kessidge.
Madam Mayor, I'll be very brief. Last Saturday with you and with Councillor Mendes, I attended the exhibition opening Grand Bays at Caroline Springs Gallery. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor... Okay, now Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. On the 28th to the 30th of July, I attended the Council Development Weekend in Torquay for MAB, which was fantastic. Tuesday, 25th of July, it was a Melton Business Networking Dinner. Deb Pace was the workshop presenter, and she did a fantastic job, so thanks to her. Tuesday, 1st of August, was the Sons of the West graduation night, which was at the Melton Community Hall with Tony Liberatore, a legend from Western Bulldogs. Congrats to all the graduates and a fantastic program, and I'm looking forward to the Daughters of the West. Saturday, 5th of August, the Gapon Graham fundraiser at Westwaters Hotel, Caroline Springs. Thank you to Westwaters for having us and making us feel very welcome, and well done to Val and Bob Turner for all the fantastic work they do for youth within our community. Sunday, 13th of August, Caroline Springs RSL sub-branch Vietnam's Veterans Lunch at Club Italia. That was a fantastic day, and thank you for having us and making us feel so welcome. 16th of August, we had the Intercultural Plan launch. Well done to Isan, Jess, Murray and team for that. And also we had the Coldac committee meeting with Councillor Turner. Thank you to the Melton and Caroline Springs Police for coming and giving a briefing on the day. We talked about the Community Leaders Forum, which Councillor Turner spoke about before, where we'll have leaders from each community that will report back to the Coldac committee, and to use as a platform to exchange ideas about community issues such as crime and safety within our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. I was going to leave it to last.
I don't mind going.
Do you mind?
No, I don't mind, Madam.
Not at all. Councillor Ibushi.
Just getting unplugged, Madam Mayor.
You can sit down if you want to.
No, it's all good. I need to practice so I can give feedback on how it works. So.
Okay.
Madam Mayor, I went to... It's not working.
Sit down and see if we can get...
Hang on, okay.
Oh, it is working.
Yep.
Okay,
Madam Mayor, on Saturday the 5th of August, I attended the Rockbank Footy Club Sponsors Day. On the same day, I attended the Gap on Graham fundraiser at Westwaters Hotel, and again I'd like to echo Councillor DeSantis' praise for Councillor Turner and Val, his beautiful wife, for the effort they make in engaging our young people in our community. I think it's fantastic, absolutely. That deserves a round of applause. Well done. Saturday 13th, the Caroline Springs RSL sub-branch Vietnam's Vets Lunch at Club Italia, which was nice. And on Thursday the 17th of August, the Youth Advisory Council, which was always a good meeting. Thanks.
Fantastic. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I attended the Melton Business Networking Dinner on the 25th. The 26th, I attended the Macedonian Seniors Club National Day event. The 1st of August, and I have to say, Madam Mayor, they told me that my dancing has improved.
Sort of.
Did you see? So I am getting better. The 1st of August, Sons of the West graduation night. 5th of August, Bears Football Club Ladies Day event raising money for breast cancer awareness. 5th of August, Rockbank Football Club Sponsors Day. The 5th of August, the Gap Fundraiser. 13th of August, Caroline Springs RSL Sub-Branch Annual Vietnam Veterans Lunch. The 19th of August, Hillside Sharks President and Sponsors Lunch. And also on the 19th of August, Caroline Springs Scouts Group's Presentation Event and Annual Reports, Madam Mayor. And can I just remind the gallery of two things that are happening at the moment, or one that is in the middle of happening and the other one still hasn't come. But between the 19th and the 26th of August, we're in the middle of the Melton City Library's WordFest, so I encourage residents to jump on Council's website where you can download the full program. And also, Madam Mayor, Adults Learners Week, which is on between the 1st and the 8th of September. Again, jump on Council's website. There's a number of great activities from sewing classes to Thai cooking classes and much more. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Mazik.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll only probably mention the ones that the other councillors haven't mentioned, although the MAV Councillor Development Weekend in Torquay Councillor Turner forgot to mention that he actually attended too, together with Councillor DeSantis, and some of the topics we spoke about was the fundamental leadership strategies, strategic negotiations and influencing capabilities, and managing communications. One of the keynote speakers, Madam Mayor, was Nova Peris, the first Aboriginal to win an Olympic gold medal, and from two sports, I believe, and the first Indigenous woman to be elected to the federal parliament. So she had lots to discuss, and it was very, very moving, actually, her story and her past and her family's past as well. I attended the MAV Metropolitan Forum, where we discussed, or the discussion was about social housing and council insurance and other things. The Caroline Springs Scouts Awards Ceremony, and we, some of us attended Belinda Lee from Westwater's farewell dinner, and I just wanted to make a mention that Belinda was an amazing and instrumental person that works closely with Melton Council and our community. She organised the grants and was a fundamental and instrumental person, although she did work at Westwater's, but we kind of adopted her amongst the councillors. She's actually moving on to another work somewhere else, so she's always been
Health St Kilda.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. She's always gone above and beyond her duties as a Westwater staff member, and she worked very closely with a lot of council staff and councillors, and she will certainly be greatly missed amongst the council and the staff, I'm sure. The one of the committees I attended was the Disability Advisory Committee. We discussed the successful Carers Big Day Out, the upcoming Care Melton Expo, which is growing in numbers, the Building Inclusive Communities Outcomes, the Disability Action Plan, and the State Disability Awards, which is a great leeway into saying that I am very proud to announce that the Disability Advisory Committee were winners of the 2017 Victorian Disability Awards in the category of Excellence in Promoting Rights, Fairness and Safety. And that was given to us by Martin Foley, MP, Minister for Housing, Disability and Ageing.
I think that deserves a huge round of applause.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Nearly everyone attended from the Disability Advisory Committee, including Mr. Heaney and yourself, Madam Mayor, so thank you for both attending. I have had the privilege of chairing this committee for the past nine years. Disability and accessibility, as everybody knows, is a very passionate issue that I have near and dear to my heart, and I'm so glad that I could be a small part of what is an amazing disability team. This award in particular is to note the achievements that the Disability Advisory Committee have made in the last 4 years from the Disability Action Plan, and I'd like to thank not only the Disability Advisory Committee members themselves, but also all the officers that work tirelessly behind the scenes that couldn't make it, unfortunately, to accept this award, and I know that there's many of them that get things done behind the scenes for our aged and disabled residents. I also want to thank Warren Penn for our...
Councillor Madeley.
I know, Madam Mayor, but this is once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Our access officer, who originally put forward our application, and Mr. Heaney, please accept our congratulations and let Cole Cremery and also the whole team know how proud we are of their achievements. It's a shared award. It's not just me. It's not just the Disability Advisory Committee, and it's all the councillors and officers as well. It's a great outcome for our residents. They're the main ones that benefit, and our children that live with a disability every day, and our seniors. And it's truly a great honour and privilege to be acknowledged in this way. And this was also the gift that we received.
You're already into 4 minutes.
Paul Petrides, I think, artist, who has a disability, who made this fantastic vase. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Not a problem. Thank you, Cathy. And thank you. Sorry?
I would just like to ask if I could just say a few words on something...
Can I just, before
you do your, because the councillors are finished.
I was actually going to acknowledge Arthur Urenzo, if you're going to do that.
Let me do that, please. just to let the gallery know and other councillors know and all the officers, this last weekend, Arthur Uren, who's been a long-standing member of the local Lions Club, he passed away the weekend, so his funeral will be this week. But I just thought, I just wanted to acknowledge him in council because he's been such an upstanding member of the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. If I may commence, please forgive me, there's quite a few things I have to get through, but the committees firstly were Melton Waves Interface, Melton Waves times two because we're looking at signage, the Interface Council, the Melton Municipal Fire Management Planning Committee, the Western Melbourne Tourism Board, Embassy Vic, the meeting to discuss the Lydia Lucilla Sports Awards, and Lead West to discuss the parliamentary visit to Canberra from the mayors and the CEOs in the next couple of weeks. I wanted to acknowledge the Road Safety Westgate and provide some stats to, and I've left one of the documents on the printer, so I apologise for that. I'll bring that to you next. They were the safety and crime statistics, but Melton's fatalities are stable at three, which are two up from last year at the same time. But what's a serious note to take note of is serious injuries have gone up from 28 to 31, and also other injuries have gone from 99 to 102. So always remember to remain safe and vigilant on our roads. Okay, now the appointments, the Melton Business Network dinner, the Venture Melton Business Network, the launch of the Melton City Council and Wellbeing Plan 2017 to 2021, the Pop Culture Henna Design Workshop, the Melton South Football Club, the Hillside Sharks Football Club, the St Albans Greek Orthodox Community, visited Grade 3 students from the Al Imar College, the Sons of the West graduation, there was roughly about 138, and Ellen, congratulations, graduated as one of our leaders, so thank you. The Taylor's Hill, the Melton Day Group and the Melton Evening Walkers were all acknowledged, and a big thank you to Leanne Christie for everything she does in that area. It's absolutely sensational. The Business Excellence Award finalist ceremony, that was a great evening. The National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander ceremony, the Rockbank Football Club Sponsors Day, the GAP fundraiser, the opening of Abbey Road Bridge, which is aka Sophie's Bridge, and thank you Council for supporting over the last 15 years to finally get that built. We had the Secretary of the Treasury Department here for a full day, and thank you to the Economic Development Unit and the event staff, and to all the planners that were there for making it happen. We visited three sites within Melton to give them just a small touch of our growth. That was Catch of the Day, Woodley and the Western Base, the Melton Secondary College Multicultural Week, the Stroud Homes Grand Opening, the Diggers Rest Football Club, AFL International Game against China versus Indonesia. China were about 50 points to Indonesia's two, so I don't know which team you're going to get your players from. The Tian, Melton Dian 2017, the North Indian Cultural Function, the Caroline Springs RSL Sub-Branch Vietnam Veterans Lunch, the launch of the Preventing Violence Together 2030, the Western Region Strategy to Prevent Violence Against Women, and Judy? Who presented on our behalf. Dot was there, but June, was it? I've drawn a mental blank too because I know her exceptionally well. But to Sarah Grace and to our team, Melton, and the video that was shown on the day in front of all the Western Region municipalities, and the Governor, Victoria. It was very well received, so congratulations on that. The Mount Atkinson Precinct Structure Plan launch, what a day. I think we've hit every newspaper and every TV station that could happen. The Victoria Disability Awards, well done to our Chair of the Disability Advisory Committee, to the whole of the committee, to Mr Toy, who sits on the committee, and to Cole and to Marie and Warren and everybody else that played a major part. If I can say I was humbled to chair that for about 6 years on council as well. The intercultural plan launch, thank you to the councillors that accompanied me to that. I think that was Councillor Hardy and Councillor Turner. The Vietnam Veterans Remembrance Day, again Councillor Hardy and Councillor Turner. The Heritage Assistant Fund, we were jam-packed full with people busting to get that. Sorry. The Wyndham Community Volunteers and Citizen of the Year was a great night. Graham Bass at the Caroline Springs Gallery to begin the work of the Word Fest and to begin the work the week around libraries. Graham Bass was absolutely inspirational in getting the word out. The line to get a book signed was out the door. The Vietnam Vets Long Tan Dinner. I wanted to also farewell Belinda Lee and wish her well on her new frontier, conquering the Novotel in St Kilda, but also it marks a sad day when a wonderful man and a great community leader passes away. And Arthur Urine has been instrumental. He's been a personal friend of mine for 30 years. He's worked on a number of, not just the Lions, but he was also on Jerrawarra Health. He played a big part with St John. He's always been involved in things like our council barbecues, but also the Jerrawarra Festival. And it will be a sad day, and I believe the funeral will be in Ballarat. But hopefully it'll be this week. I haven't quite finished.
Yeah, but it's on after you ran.
Yes.
Sorry. Sorry to end it up, but I was just wondering if you would consider, on behalf of the council, sending flowers to Arthur and his family.
I will probably take flowers down if that be the case. Now, if everybody just bears with me for one more second, I will read this really quickly. It came to Caroline Springs from one of the diggers, and his name's John, and it's declared as never perfect. He wrote this poem, mighty tough and proud of it. He did his country well, but his pride was superficial, and no one did he tell. He told a few close buddies who didn't give a damn, just said you didn't seem the same since you went to Vietnam. They didn't throw the ticker tapes. They didn't line the street. You were the popular one who was always clean and neat. You were the larrikin who made the women drool, but the drum stopped beating for the drunkard and the fool. The one who fought the enemy in his dreams at night, as mother told the children, your daddy's just not right. He loves us all so dearly, but just can't tell us so. It's something that happened so many years ago. He sees a special doctor now. He's always away for a while. I saw him on the weekend. It was great to see him smile. He's with a lot of lovely friends with children just like you. And with the help of all the staff, I hope they all pull through. So don't worry, my darlings. It's Daddy's private war. He can't ease the memories of the things he did and saw. I'm sure one day he'll tell us, and I know we'll understand. A problem shared is a problem halved. We'll see a different man. We know he won't be perfect. He might still drink a bit, but that fuse will no longer, and less often will it be lit. So go to sleep, little ones. Daddy's in good hands. You know we'll always love him and be his biggest fans. To the Vietnam Vets. Their motto remember the dead, but fight like hell for the living. So I commend all the different servicemen for their efforts. Thank you. And now I've doubled my time. Sorry. Okay, councillors. And yes, I will take some flowers down to Arthur. Thank you, Councillor Turner. We'll now move on to notices of motion. Notice of motion 497, Councillor Maidlick.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move that council officers prepare a report outlining the cost to undertake a full curb and channel for the area known as the Sugar Gum Estate. And can I just add an extra dot point about mentioning the history of that estate as well?
In the report.
History. Okay, it's been moved by Councillor Maidlick.
Well, Mayor, I'd like to second it, but I'd like to ask Councillor Maidlick if she would accept a couple of extra words. The council also prepared a report outlining the cost and funding options to undertake a full curb and channel for the area known as the Sugar Gum, including the dot point for history, as requested by Councillor Maidlick.
Madam Mayor, just clarification on what it means, the funding options.
Councillor Turner.
Well, I think it's just ongoing. There's been, I know in this area there's been quite a lot of issues over the years, so I think if we get a lot, there might be other options we can do, costs, how the costs could be alleviated for council.
Councillor Maidlick.
I'll accept that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. So the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Turner. Did any council seek further clarification on this item? The motion before us again has been moved by Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Turner. It's got the extra words being and funding options and also a dot point in regards to the history. Does any councillor wish to speak to the item?
Actually, Madam Mayor, when we speak about history...
Are you asking a question or are you making...
Oh, it's just a question. Okay. Would in that history be any information about the amount of high rates that these residents also pay in Sugar Gum area? Because I know it's a little bit more of a kind of a little community on its own. So would that be included? Because I know that they pay quite a lot in rates. And would that be reflected in the history? Or does that have to be an extra dot point that we could have an average of what they pay per property?
I would not have normally seen that as being part of the history around the provision of service and infrastructure within the estate. So I would suggest that if that was particularly required, that it should be a further dot point.
I'm happy to move that or accept that as the mover for an extra dot point, Madam Mayor.
Are you happy to accept that as a dot point, Councillor?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
So we've got history and rate details.
And funding options.
Okay. The motion's been moved by Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Turner. If no councillor wishes to speak to the item, all those in favour of the motion, raise your hand. Thank you. The motion's carried.
Can I call for a division, Madam Mayor?
A division's been called by Councillor Maidlick. All those in favour of the motion, Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner. You can put your hand down, Councillor. Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kessidge, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Abushi. Sorry. The division's carried. We'll now move on to 15.2 notice of motion 498. Councillor DeSantis, please.
I'd like to move that officers provide a brief report to council regarding the sealing of the car park and any associated areas at the Willows in Melton, addressing any relevant issues, including the estimated cost of the works, please, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis.
I'll second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. The motion's been moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Carley, does any council seek further clarification on this item? Councillor Turner.
Yes, Madam Mayor. I just thought of it just now, but the question being that the car parking is adjacent to the road, so would this include three Kevin Channel in the road that's there as well.
Through you, Madam Mayor, I'd expect the report would address whether that was a requirement for that to occur, and if so, what the cost of that might be.
Sorry, were you asking for a dot point to be put in that way, or do you want it just...
It's already included in all that.
Okay. And it will be included? Yes. Okay. Any further clarification? The motion's been moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor wish to speak to the item? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. 15.3, Notice of Motion 499, Councillor Ibushi.
Madam Mayor, I move that council officers review car parking arrangements in Stevenson Crescent area, Caroline Springs, with a view of making any possible improvements, particularly during school drop-off and pick-up times.
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. The motion has been put... has been moved by Councillor Ibushi, seconded by Councillor Maidlick. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Would any councillor like to speak to the motion? Okay. All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. 15.4, Notice of Motion 500, Councillor Ibushi.
Madam Mayor, I move that council staff commence a process of sending a welcome letter signed by the Mayor to all new residents, including an attachment that sets out all details of the ward councillors and a profile photo of those councillors.
Okay. Sorry, I was just double-checking the motion myself. Councillor Ibushi has moved the motion. Is there a seconder for the recommendation?
I'll second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any councillor seek clarification?
Yes,
Councillor Turner.
I'd just like to ask the question. When it says details of the ward councillors, is that the specific ward councillors for those residents or all ward councillors?
Yeah, my view is that the residents will be introduced to their ward councillors as well as the mayor of the day.
If there's no further clarification, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Ibushi, seconded by Councillor Carley. Would any councillor like to speak to the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. 15.5, Notice of Motion 501, Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the Council develop and implement a training program for Melton City residents and small businesses and contractors that would skill them to enable them to tender to Melton City Council contracts, and that the program as developed be reviewed and reported to Council. I initially put June 30th to 18th. But given it will take time to implement, I'd like to amend that to December 2018, Madam Mayor, to determine its success and any modification required to enhance our outcome for participants, noting the amendment to 2018 December. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy. Is there a seconder for the
motion? Madam Mayor, I would like to second it. Thank you.
Councillor Kesich, thank you. Okay. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Councillor Maidlick.
Madam Mayor, just a question. This notice of motion, the contents of it, according to officers' comments, we're already doing this as a council. Is that correct? Which department is that? Is that Luke's or... Sorry. Mr. Bean, sorry.
Economic Development Department have been running some training sessions in regard to this. It's not, it doesn't specifically address what Councillor Hardy is trying to attempt, and also in the officer's comments when it refers to the social
procurement benefits element, but we, should council adopt this, we can incorporate that into this going forward as a pilot or a test. And we may even review this, and it may well be better functioned out of the base. We've been talking to them about relevant training programs as well. But needless to say, we can accommodate it accordingly.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Any further clarification? The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Would any councillor like to speak to the motion?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. This motion here is to enhance the council's already training functions and also to encourage input into the social fabric, social justice areas that we do have, and that is for handicapped, unemployed and those disadvantaged throughout the community to be able to contract to council on all areas, as already pointed out by the officers. This is an enhancement to the already existing policy. I understand that. But it's something we need to take up at all levels. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Anybody else would like to speak on the motion? The motion before us, again, has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. If no one else wants to speak, all those in favour of the motion. The motion's carried. Thank you. 15.6, notice of motion 502, Councillor Hardy.
Thank you again, Madam Mayor. The Council officers report to Council on their assessment of the level of facility necessary to enable major festivals and events to be successfully held during 2018-2020 at the Willows Homestead and Melton Homestead, inclusive of the following elements. That is the hard service, in-ground services, that's sewer, water, gas and electricity, and permanent landscaping facilities, noting the difference between heritage and also sustainable landscaping. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor, I would like to second it, but I would like to mention that it's a Moreton rather than a Melton Homestead.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Madam Mayor, hereby request a mention of the following words. Mm-hmm. It is a third line from the word motion. At the Moreton Homestead and a suitable site in the Caroline Springs. Thank you.
Are you okay with that, Councillor?
Madam Mayor, it's all inclusive to add Caroline Springs, and I'm remiss that I missed it out. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I agree.
Thank you. Okay, councillors, we have a notice of motion moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Sorry, I laughed at the CEO having his phone on. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item? Would any councillor like to speak to the motion?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I know. I understand that, Madam Mayor.
That's right.
This allows the three facilities within Melton to be identified, assessed for major facility events, and noting that it will be broadly, evenly spread throughout the community, giving everybody access to the three facilities. It is sorely missed, and it is definitely needed. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Okay. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. No further councillor wishes to address the chamber on this motion. All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. We will now move on to item 15.7, notice of motion 503, Councillor Hardy.
Thank you again, Madam Mayor and councillors. The Council undertake an advocacy campaign inclusive of community engagement and activation aimed at achieving a significant TAFE provider locating within the municipality within the next 2 years and delivering a broad range of TAFE courses to the local community.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Is there a seconder for?
Madam Mayor, I would like to second it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Councillor Maitland.
Yes, Madam Mayor. I just would like to know why we are
just focusing on TAFE, why we wouldn't also be focusing on a major university, either or?
Because this motion focuses on TAFE. Would you like to expand your notice of motion to include tertiary as well?
Madam Mayor, a university will have the complement of TAFE. The university could be in Geelong, Ballarat or elsewhere. It will be looking at.
Would you like to expand your notice of motion to include tertiary?
Or yes, Madam Mayor, I would. Yes, Madam Mayor.
A significant university.
So a significant
TAFE or university?
Well, tertiary?
Tertiary, yeah. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Tertiary. Yes, if you may,
Councillor. Right. Can I just seek clarification from the mover? Is it now aimed at achieving a significant tertiary provider, including TAFE, or is it just a significant tertiary provider?
Clarification would be, if there is a tertiary facility that accommodates TAFE, and given the broad range of community people using TAFE, I would go that way. But right. TAFE is the primary supplier of education facility within the boundaries of Melton.
So the focus is more on
the
TAFE?
The focus would have to be TAFE. So if we go the other way, we could miss both.
Councillor Bushy.
Just want to clarify, most universities provide TAFE. Yes. So if we make it tertiary, it, you know, RMIT has RMIT publishing. Most of the universities have a tertiary, a TAFE provider inside within the university. So
do they all have them though?
No.
Most of them that I'm aware of do.
No, Madam Mayor, they don't. But inside TAFE, you do have tertiary courses. They are bridging courses to go to university.
So the wording of this motion that's before us now is that we achieving a significant tertiary provider with TAFE.
A TAFE provider allocating TAFE and tertiary requirements or courses.
Works so a significant TAFE provider
who has
with tertiary
and tertiary capabilities.
With
yes, that would be the requirement.
And tertiary.
If it happens to be a university, I would take that tomorrow.
Okay. No, I just want to get the wording correct, and then I'm going to go back to and at achieving a significant TAFE provider with TAFE and tertiary capabilities.
Yes.
Got that. Are you happy with that, Councillor Madge? All right. And yes, I was going to. I'm just trying to get my head around it. Sorry, Councillor Kesich, I definitely wasn't going to miss you. So, if we've got the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Everybody's across what the new wording is. Yes. Does any council seek further clarification on the item? Does any councillor wish to address the chamber on the motion?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, for the final time.
Do I have to ask that question?
First and foremost, I wish to thank fellow councillors for their input. It is a better motion having tertiary and TAFE abilities. It is a substantial motion in itself. Melton requires an education facility of note, and it requires something that is going to cater for our children, given noting that they do TAFE courses as the education facility here does 11 and 12, and it caters for that TAFE requirement, so it's already in place. The problem is, when they get to year 12, there's no TAFE, and that's what happens to our children. So this is, again, thank you to fellow councillors. This is an upgrade, and I commend the councillors who put input into this. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any other councillor wish to address the chamber?
If the answer is no, I'll put the motion. The motion moved by Councillor Hardy again, seconded by Councillor Kesich. All those in favour of? Motion's carried. A division's being called by Councillor Hardy. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Maidlick and Councillor Bush. The division's carried. We now move on to 15.8, Notice of Motion 504, Councillor Ibushi.
Madam Mayor, I move that Council undertake the following works in Lake Street, Caroline Springs, to improve pedestrian safety. Number one, install additional street lighting at the pedestrian crossing of West Waters, Caroline Springs, and remove the car parking space off the street adjacent to the crossing. And two, install additional lighting at the pedestrian crossing adjacent to the existing restaurants. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ibushi.
I'm happy to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Ibushi, seconded by Councillor Maidlick. Does any Councillor seek further clarification on this motion? Councillor Turner.
I'd just like to question additional lighting works to remove the parking bay will be designed and scheduled for construction. Are we talking this financial year or next financial year? When's it planned for?
Through you, Madam Mayor, the works involved are actually relatively minor, so I would propose that we would do those this financial year, and the cost would be, as I said, very little.
Thank you. Any further clarification? The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Ibushi, seconded by Councillor Maidlick. Does any councillor wish to speak to the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. Notice of motion 505, Councillor Carley.
That's okay. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that Council construct indented parking bays in Englewood Court alongside the property at 20 Wellington Drive Hillside.
Thank you, Councillor Carley.
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Does any councillors... The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor DeSantis. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item?
I'd just like to actually find out if any of the residents have been consulted and how many along there in Englewood Court are actually impacted. I'm just curious as to, you know, costings as well, and will there be an issues budget?
Did you want me to answer that, Madam Mayor?
Have you got information to that?
Yeah, I can say the costings, I'll leave that to Mr. Shannon. There's one resident that the indented parkings would affect on the side of her property, which is 20 Wellington Drive. So it's only one house on the side.
And so there's only one indented parking?
No. Where the indented parkings were, the photos that I showed councillors, I think last week or the week before, it just runs along the side of one property. So it's only that one resident who's more than happy and who is asking for the indented parking.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Shannon.
Madam Mayor, as I understand, there'd be something in the order of 2 to 3 spaces, which might cost something like $10,000. They haven't been designed yet, but that order of magnitude...
Okay. If there are no further clarification on this item, the motion's been moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor DeSantis. All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. 15.10.
Madam Mayor, sorry, can I call for a division?
Sorry, I'd already named 15.10. Sorry, love. Am I allowed to do it if I haven't named stuff? Okay. Seeing I hadn't declared it all the way out, Councillor Carley has asked for a division. All those in favour of the motion, Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Ibushi. Thank you. The division's carried. Okay, 15.10, Notice of Motion 506, Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that officers provide a detailed report on council supporting and or assisting the Young Diggers program in Melton, which retrains dogs for use with PTSD sufferers by 1. Allowing representatives of the program access to dogs in the pound for assessment purposes that are beyond the statutory holding period, and 2. Transferring ownership of selected dogs to the Young Diggers program at no cost. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to second that.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Thank you, Councillor Madelick. The motion before us, Councillors, has been moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Madelick. Does any Council seek further clarification on this item? Would any Council like to speak to the motion? Councillor Madelick has indicated she'd like to speak. Would you like to address the Chamber first? No?
Madam Mayor, I'd just like to congratulate Councillor DeSantis for a great initiative. I know that the PTSD sufferers greatly benefit from having a dog as a companion, and if we can save a life and also another life, an animal life and a human life, that's just amazing. So I'd like to commend Councillor DeSantis on this initiative.
Thank you, Councillor Madelick. Does any other councillor? You were supposed to speak first.
You can wrap up. You've got a minute.
Thank you, Councillor Madelick, for your beautiful words. I'd just like to commend the trainers and the actual program in itself for sufferers of PTSD. These dogs, I don't know if anyone's actually seen them in action, but please do if you haven't. And they do have training on Tuesday, as far as I'm aware. Mm-hmm. The details could be accessed by, I'm sure, Barb, our PA, could give you that information if need be.
And it's the Willows at the moment.
Yeah. And the times, I'm sure it's a Tuesday morning. And I'd just like to say, thank you very much for that, Councillor Majlik, for your comments. And they do a fantastic job with these dogs and also help out so many people. Thank you.
Thank you. There's no further statements for the motion. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Majlik. All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried.
Can I call for a division, Madam Mayor?
Division's being called by Councillor Madelick. All those in favour of the motion? Do I go the other way? No. Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kissich, Councillor Madelick, Councillor Ibushi. The division's carried. Thank you. Last one. Hip hip hooray. Sorry. 1511, notice of motion 507, Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Last but not least, I'd like to move the motion that Council advocates strongly to the State Government for the upgrade of Coburn and Exford Road rail crossings. This has become a lot more in need with the opening of
Are you going to speak to it now, Councillor?
Yeah, why not?
No.
I'd be happy to support the motion and second the motion.
OK, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Hardy. OK, does any Council seek further clarification? Would anyone like to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll make it. How many minutes have we got now?
As long as it's
five.
As long as
away, that's good.
As long as you're
good. No, I'd just like to say that with the opening of Abbey Road, that the rail crossings have been a problem. It was always becoming a problem even more, but now with Abbey Road open, it's going to be, especially the one on Exford Road area, that's going to be really, really bad in the next short time. But obviously, in for a penny, in for a pound, we're going to get one done. We could do them both at once. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The current position with rail crossings, with the old signalling, is that once a train's approaching, both gates crossings go down. Locks up Melton. Not only is Station Road, Exford Road and Coburn's Rees Road locked down, but you can't move. Even though we've got flow-through traffic along Brooklyn Road, we can't get to it. The advocacy position here is necessary that the state government install the state-of-the-art signalling where one goes up, one goes down. Therefore, traffic flow around Melton is not interrupted fully. This facility
state-of-the-art, is available. But so far, with all facilities coming out and going, we don't have underground, we don't have overpass, and we don't have state-of-the-art signalling. But it's no reason why they can't install, because it hasn't been done yet. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Okay, the notice of the motion has been moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any other councillor wish to speak to the motion? Okay, I'll now take the motion to a vote. All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. Item 16 on the agenda, councillor questions without notice.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Can the relevant officer inform council if and when a safety barrier will be installed on the northeast side of the football goalposts located at the Burnside Recreation Reserve? And are safety net barriers a standard item for recreation reserves, or is this viewed as an extra or as needed item?
Councillor Majlik, the answer at the moment is as needed, depending on what the main road is. In this case, I think it's Tenderfield Drive, is it, that you're talking about? So you'll note in Caroline Springs, for example, the Brookside ovals have the netting behind them because of Caroline Springs Boulevard. But I take on board your point. At the moment, it is a standard item, and each reserve is viewed independently when we're doing our capital works planning.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you,
Ms. Haney. Any further
questions? Yes, I have one, Madam Mayor. As spring's around the corner, does council have a beware magpie swooping area signs around the municipality? And if not, can we arrange for some signs in certain hotspots that are reported?
Thank you, Councillor Tully.
Through you, Madam Mayor, we currently don't have, to my knowledge, any official process of having magpie swooping signage in place. It may have occurred historically, but there's certainly not, to my knowledge, any in place at the moment. If it is an issue of significance that can be introduced, it's not a major issue. It would be a matter of defining those specific locations, which can change, obviously, from time to time, where appropriate signage needs to be put in place.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any further outside the front door? Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. A couple of questions for Mr. Sharon, if he doesn't mind. First one being, can you give us any idea of what's happening with the Western Highway as far as upgrade goes? I know there's been a lot of rumours and a lot of speculation, but nothing concrete as yet. And also, if you've got any update on the Woodgrove bus terminal, if anything else has come over that to date.
Through you, Madam Mayor, on the Woodgrove Shopping Centre bus terminal, I don't have any further information beyond what I provided last month, which was that Woodgrove, as part of the most recent expansion, are required to construct a bus terminal at the High Street frontage of the site, and that I expect will occur soon, and I'll provide Council with details when they come to hand. In relation to the Western Highway, as I understand, Vic Roads are establishing a business case to support them in a funding bid to the federal government to upgrade the highway, particularly from Caroline Springs to Melton in the first instance, to remove all those upgrade separations. There's obviously a significant amount of work that needs to occur there, and that's something that Council has been advocating for very strongly. And as development occurs adjacent to the highway, such as Thornhill Park, it becomes more and more congested. So I'm sure the Council will continue its efforts to seek to have Vic Roads and the Federal Government commit to the upgrading of that very important road. Thank you.
Are there any other questions without notice? I might ask a question, if I may, without notice. Could I get an update on the Norton Street traffic lights, please? How that's going, High Street, Norton Street.
Again, Madam Mayor, the intersection of Norton Drive and High Street has been an area where Council has advocated very strongly to Vic Roads, who are responsible for that intersection, to introduce traffic signals there. There's been a number of serious crashes over recent years. Vic Roads, similar to the Western Highway but perhaps more advanced, are preparing a business case to put through their own process to get funding from the state government to provide those signals, which might cost in the order of $500,000 to $1 million. But at least in this instance, federal government funding is not required. It can be handled at a state level. So again, it's a matter of continuing to advocate to our local member to Vic Rose to provide those very important works.
Thank you very much, Mr. Shannon. If there are no further questions, we'll move on to item number 17, motions without notice.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I have two. Can I say them one after the other, or do I have to wait if there's another councillor?
No, you can.
Okay.
Say them.
My first motion without notice is that council officers prepare a brief report to council outlining the costs of installing a safety net barrier to be installed on the northeast side of the football goalposts at Burnside Recreation Reserve. And my second motion without notice, that council officers provide a report to council regarding the Caroline Springs fountain at the Front Lake near Ballarat Road, Western Highway, and options to recommission its operation, including costs.
Thank you, Councillor Madlick. Recommission. Okay, are there any further notices? Motions without notice. Councillor Bushy.
Yes, Madam Mayor. That Council write to the Minister for Education, the Honourable James Molino, and the Secretary of the Department of Education and Training Victoria, requesting an urgent review into the catchment zone for the new secondary school in City Vista Court, Plumpton. The review should assess the urgent need to expand the existing catchment zone to include all local families from the Taylors Hill, Caroline Springs and Burnside Heights.
Thank you, Councillor Abushi. Any further motions without notice? Urgent business. Neil? Okay, councillors, thank you. We will now move into confidential business.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to move a recommendation, recommended procedural motion that items 19.1, 19.2 and 19.3 be closed, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports, 19.1, 19.2 and 19.3, that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated in the page. Sorry, Madam
Thank
Mayor.
Thank you. No, thank you, Councillor Madlick. And seconded.
I'll second the motion.
The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Madlick, seconded by Councillor Turner. All those in favour of the motion. Motion's carried. Can I thank everyone in the gallery for coming out?